Another thing that isn't really a good look, or that was the word from the meeting of Kenmare Municipal District on Friday, and that is the lack of water in Kenmare and what it's doing to planned development of housing estates in the town. With me in the line is Councillor Johnny Healy-Ray, Independent Councillor on Kerry County Council, who has described the situation whereby Irish Water effectively will be turning down planning applications for several housing developments that are in the works in Kenmare because of a lack of water. Now, Johnny Healy-Ray, good morning to you and thanks for joining us on the programme. This is something we've touched on the show before, particularly with regards to the long-awaited Kenmare wastewater treatment project, the €25 million plus project, which is only now just coming to its end stages. And that was meant to release the town from the 20-year shackles of no major development being allowed because of a lack of capacity. But incredibly, even though that's happening, are we back to square one? Is that what's being revealed?
We are, Jory, unfortunately. Good morning to you and to the people of Kerry. I suppose it's very disappointing, Jory. We have been told, as you correctly said, through the years now, nearly a decade at this stage, that once the wastewater facility, the sewage treatment plant, would be upgraded, that would unlock Kenmare when it would come to building housing. And you correctly said that is nearing completion, and that is very welcome. But unfortunately, which has been highlighted by myself and others through the years, Kenmare has a water supply problem. It has, so with a long number of years, Kerry County Council at one stage spent up to €3 million of taxpayers' money to extract water from the River Sheen, and ultimately failed to do so. And everyone believed that that was an incorrect decision at the choice that we had a lot of at the time, that we had a lot of other alternatives, different other places in the country. We have ample lakes and we have ample other supplies, and we believe that that's what Kerry County Council should have looked at the time. Ultimately, Irish Water came into being, and we have not one extra drop of water supplied in to Kenmare in the last, I suppose, 40 years, if the truth was told, but in the last 20 years, we've actually less water because the Bannan Group water scheme has been closed down by Irish Water. The plant there has been closed, so now that water is being supplied from Zamukti. Timpel Nor, which had their own supply at one time, now is being supplied from Carrig Lake. So we've actually less water available in the town of Kenmare or in the greater Kenmare area. And I suppose my motion, this has come into reality now very quickly. While there was a number of years, there was no planning applications submitted. There was at one time a planning application submitted for 88, which was granted by Kerry County Council, but there was a condition that it could not be built until the sewage plant was upgraded. One of them is actually one of the ones that's live at the moment. There's 172, and I only asked for the last 12 months, there's 172 live applications now in Kenmare for private housing. And it should be highlighted, these are not social housing. We've had up to 50 social houses built in the last 78 years, which are very welcome. And there's more to come, and there's more planned, and there's developers working on that. But the nice thing about these applications was that they were for private housing, which should be for sale, which means that a couple or a person that couldn't get on the social housing list, which is 37,900 of a gross income between two in 12 months, if you're over that, you cannot qualify for a social house. These were going to be available to accommodate people who were over that, who couldn't meet that threshold, who would like to buy their own house and who would like to continue to live in Kenmare, raise their families there, etc. And what I've seen happening during the last number of months, which I find very disappointing, while Kenmare is probably one of the nicest towns in Ireland, and everyone recognises that, when a couple now, we'll say, are raising their family, they feel there's a lot more opportunities work-wise. People can work from home. There's a lot more things available. They don't altogether mind where they live. Once they have a good school, once they have things like playground services, clubs, different things like that. And I have seen recently two separate couples where the eldest children are close to going to school. They couldn't acquire a house in Kenmare. One of them has moved to Macroom and the other one has moved to Ballincollig. We've been people lost forever, and our numbers in our school are staying static or dropping slightly, which is very unfortunate. And I have to say, while Kerry County Council may not be altogether clear in this, Irish Water are stifling the town by not supplying a water supply.
And I suppose, what were you told, Johnny, about the investigations? Because it's something we've queried in the past over the last maybe 12 months as this picture was starting to emerge of major developments being applied for and questions over, like, Kenmare is on a red list. It's a listed red on the list of Irish Water in terms of water supply. And the questions were, well, hold on a second, as you've been finding out, is there going to be enough water here? Like, what have you been told about the level of investigation going on? Boreholes are being drilled. How long is all that going to take in terms of trying to solve this problem?
Well, the reply that I got on Friday, Jerry, was that, which was a reply to Kerry County Council from Ishgain, was that they hope to carry out some of these in quarter three, and that then they'll have an answer in quarter four as to what they will be able to supply. I have had motions going back to 2018 highlighting that I believe that water supply in Kenmare was very tight, and what I was trying to do at that time was to highlight the problem to see would someone listen and realise that if we have applications, which are very welcome, remembering that we haven't had a private house built in Kenmare for sale for nearly 20 years, not a mind 50 or 60, that someone would, you know, wake up and realise that we need to do something about our water supply. In recent years, Irish Water, what they basically are, Jerry, is a well, like that any private person would drill for a house, maybe a larger well, and they have these in a lot of plants countrywide, and this seems to be a solution, maybe not forever, but definitely in the intervening years, that it would be a solution for extra water supply, and in this case for Kenmare. And what's disappointing, I suppose, for Kenmare is there has been over 40 million spent between a water plant, new sewage treatment plant. There have been the 3 million I mentioned wasted for textile water for the Sheen, but over 40 million has been spent. We have live applications that I'm very fearful of that Kerry County Council will have to refuse, and it should be recognised. They're on zoned lands, they're on even infill sites, which means there's housing estates built outside these, further out from the town centre already. They're serviced with streetlights, footpaths, the sewerage pipe, the water pipe, and the starting pipe is outside in the road. That rarely happens. We've had a lot of talk recently from our Taoiseach and from other people that local authorities need to zone more land. We don't need to zone an inch more in Kenmare. We've ample zone land at the moment. But Kerry County Council now, in my opinion, are going to refuse these people the planning permission, and I find that very wrong. And the reason for my motion was that Kerry County Council should grant the planning permission, because the land is zoned, it's serviced, it's Irish Water, the water body. The pressure should be on them to come up with a supply so that these houses can be built.
Well, let me ask you this. If the water is found from somewhere, from groundwater, they'll also need to develop a new treatment plant. Isn't that right? Well, or is that right?
No, that's incorrect. Some of the money that has been spent, there is actually a new water treatment plant built on the Killarney Road.
On the way in.
Yes, correct. So, and my understanding is, all right, while it mightn't be exactly the size it needs to be, but it has been designed, etc., in such a way that it can be added on to easily, and the building can accommodate that.
So the source is the key thing. The source is the key thing.
We actually have a new pipe network around Kenmare, Jerry. It was laid by in 2009 and 10 by Kerry County Council. All we're short is the extra volume of water to put into the pipe. And that can be achieved by, you know, drilling wells, etc. And I understand that the lakes can be extremely difficult between there being an SSE and an NHA. But there is an option. It's not going to be overly costly. But the fear that I have is, or what we appear to be doing is, we've developers, and these planning applications, Jerry, I would say, would cost hundreds of thousands of euro to prepare.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're looking for people to invest, so they're private developers or their pension funds or their whatever means they're going to do it. But in the end, we're going to have private housing for sale for local people to buy or to rent. And I just find it very disappointing. It's like being inside in a house with the window broken and we're sitting in the freezing cold, and all we do is put on a coat, put on another coat, and put on another coat. We don't ever really think about fixing the window. So what I'm asking here is that Irish Water come and fix the window, find a supply. We have more water In Kerry, I'd say, than any part of the Western world, we get more rainfall nearly than anywhere, and we just cannot seem to harness it or source it, and I'm very disappointed that this has gone on so long. And what's more disappointing, if we'd no opinion spent to date, you'd be starting from scratch. But there have been an awful lot of taxpayers' money spent in Kinmare, and we're still no further on.
Okay. All right, Johnny, we're going to have to leave it there. We'll see what Irish Water say to that and where those planning applications go from here. That's Independent Councillor Johnny Healy-Ray raising that issue this morning. If you have a view, get in touch. And I know there's lots of other areas in Kerry waiting for treatment plants to unlock development potential in their area, either a water treatment plant or a wastewater treatment plant needed in several different parts of the county along the same lines.